This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. SIU's Touch of Nature is again offering summer camp opportunities for young people both in this region and across the country. We thought we'd talk about a few of those with Pat Jones and Cassie Roy, who both work with Touch of Nature and its adventure programs. Pat, I know one of the big things that Touch of Nature is known for is its work with special populations. Camp Little Giant is just one of those examples. How's that camp shaping up this year?
Camp Little Giant is shaping up quite well. Of course, we've been offering it since 1952, and it was one of the first camps, if the very first camp in the nation, for special needs audiences, folks with disabilities, and things are shaping up quite well with all four of our sessions.
What do people need to know if they'd like to get involved with that, both as a camper, maybe we've got family members that would like to get campers involved, or I know that there's some need for volunteers to help with that as well.
There are needs for volunteers. In fact, we're hiring for counselors, lifeguards, and also nurses as well. Some of the things that you need to keep in mind is there's usually four to eight campers and a minimum of two counselors share a rustic cabin located near a washhouse and dispensary. And what they do is, of course, since they're available 24 hours a day, they're pretty much on call for just about anything. But the main thing is they're available to make sure that the campers have a lot of fun. We offer specialized programs for individuals with physical and developmental disabilities, visual and hearing impairments, muscular dystrophy, cerebral palsy, spina bifida, autism, ADD, ADHD, traumatic brain injuries, and much, much more. And there's usually a ratio of one counselor to four campers, so they're well taken care of, and they have a lot of fun, which is the whole idea. This Camp Little Giant is a can-do camp. They discovered that they can do most everything that other folks can do with a little friendly assistance.
We're out here at Touch of Nature, and you know, people that are unaware of what it's like out here probably need to take a drive, come out and see what things are like. How important do you think it is, Cassie, when we talk about the adventure camps? And when I say adventure, I'm using an E-D, venture camps. It's learning, but it's also just experiencing things that young people really aren't exposed to as much anymore.
Yeah, so with our camps, we bring kids out here from ages 7 to 15. They get to come out and just experience nature in and of itself. We teach survival. We take them out paddling. They get to learn rock climbing. They get to make new friends. We have an adventure for everyone, every age group. So when they come out here, they really get to get away from Carbondale. We're not that far away, but we're far enough that they feel like it's a whole new place.
What in your mind is the most important part of that? Each of the camps has its own focus, so kids can pick out something that they might be interested in. But why is it important to be out here for those things?
I'd say it's important to come out here because they do get to choose what they're going to do. And with that, they get to, like I said, just experience something new. So when they're coming out here, they get to choose. So one kid might want to do rock climbing. So when you think rock climbing, you're thinking just getting in a harness and climbing up a wall. But what that kid's doing is they're stepping out of their comfort zone. They're experiencing something brand new, and they're having a great time doing it. They might find a new passion, or they might just get halfway up the wall or the rock and decide that maybe it's not for them, but they did get to try something new. They did step out of that comfort zone, and that's going to relate back to their everyday life. So,
what are you hoping that the campers can take back? You just kind of touched on that in terms of taking things back home that they've learned out here. Maybe they don't have this experience close to home.
Yeah, so our campers experience an array of different things, but the major thing that I feel every camper does bring home from our adventure camps is just a feeling of accomplishment. So they're all accomplishing something new, something different. Every kid leaves here with at least one new friend, and they leave here with just a feeling of self-worth. So they get to decide what they do. We don't push any kid to do anything. It's all challenge by choice. So they get to choose their challenge and what they want to accomplish here.
Touch of Nature's camps open in June. Camp Little Giant's first session starts June 9th. The adventure camps start on June 10th. For people, Pat, you know, maybe one last word here. For people who are unsure, unfamiliar, what would you say to them about Touch of Nature's experience?
The thing about Touch of Nature, in my opinion, is it is SIU's jewel. I mean, it's 3,100 acres on the shores of Little Grassy Lake, and we offer experiences that people just can't get at any other university in Illinois, or I'd say within a 100-mile radius.
You can get more information on this and other programs at ton.siu.edu. We're talking with Pat Jones and Cassie Roy with SIU's Touch of Nature. Thank you both so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.